When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
You hear this song, and it's Wednesday at 11. You know what that means. Time to talk to the one and only Mr. Neil Greenberg. He is the official sport. Well, he's the official stats geek of the B. Mitchell Finley program. And then the job that pays him is as a sports writer and stats geek for the Washington Post. Very important to point out, he's not a stats nerd. He's a stats geek. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do?
I'm doing super duper. How are you?
We're good, man. We're good. We're just kind of getting into everything. I often surprise you with odds and ask you to just set numbers out of thin air. But I'm guessing you are pretty dialed into this thing, knowing you. I'm going to go non-football to start here. What do you think the odds are that the next – what do you think the odds are is that a football stadium gets built on the RFK Stadium campus?
I think it's pretty good. I don't know if we get to this point without it being pretty good. I'll be honest, the jet fighter swap was something I was not expecting. I don't know how to model for that. But it's in the continuing resolution. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it sounds like Maryland is kind of already getting in front of it to say that, you know, they're not giving up and they're going to fight for the space, et cetera. But I think it's pretty good. I would say it's better than 50-50.
I agree with you. And I think Maryland, like, I think Maryland just kind of chills, waits, and says, yo, we got a big old bucket of money if you choose to stick around. Yeah. And if D.C. messes this up, D.C. messes it up.
They can also take that big bucket of money and put it into work over there.
Right.
If the commanders already said they're going to invest over there,
right,
you put some more money,
right,
you can build that up.
Right, exactly.
And I think we learned from the Monumental situation going to Virginia that it's never over until it's over, right? I mean, like, there's a lot of hoops that need to be jumped through in order to get something like this moving. So, you know, just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and to that point, and I'm just choosing to ignore it all at this point. I got people tagging me. There are politicians, like some senator from Utah. There are politicians that are unhappy with the spending bill that RFK has been attached to. RFK is not even a drip in the bucket. It's like a eye drop in the bucket of what this thing has going on. So let all my Capitol Hill people tell me this is good. It'll be over by the end of the week. Cool. Let me see that over first, right? Let's switch to football. Your reaction to Kirk Cousins getting benched?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of the injury that he had. What was it, in like week 10? Seemed to be affecting him more, perhaps, than we thought. I mean, it certainly looked like the coaching staff was mitigating it by going to a more run-heavy game plan each and every week. This past week, they were like 60% run with the game between 8 points. That was much lower prior to the injury that Cousins had.
What was the injury, though?
I think
he was on the injury report for, his shoulder and his
early
leg.
November, right?
Yeah.
And that's his problem right there.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe that has something to do with it, but I mean, credit to them for making the move. I know a lot of teams with that much money on the line in terms of contract and everything might not. And you know, also there was a lot of gruff given to them for drafting a rookie quarterback when they had Kirk Cousins on the roster. So now we get to see what he can do, and you know, it's his time to shine.
It's going to be fascinating.
But let me see. He had a shoulder injury, just like Robert had an injury back in the day and wouldn't admit it. Did he try to play through this thing because he was concerned about what eventually happened anyway?
Yeah, I mean, he was on the injury report for with a right shoulder and a right elbow injury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that point, they were running the ball about 40% of the time with a score within 8 points. This past week, it was 62%. The average for the NFL is about 50-50. So there was definitely like a gravitation towards the run more so than the pass. That to me is just, you know, something to talk about. I'm not saying, you know, he was, you know, Kirk Cousins has been injured and that's why he's not playing well, et cetera. But, you know, there was definitely, coaches always know more than I know about their players. Mm-hmm. So just looking kind of like how that game plan changed so quickly overall, you know, just gives me something to think about. You know, look, whenever you sign a quarterback that's older and has some injury concerns, there's always going to be a risk. We're seeing that now when you hand out a big contract like that. Luckily, Atlanta has a plan B that they can go to. You know, let's see what happens. We gotta have some time in order to see, you know, if this was a good decision or not.
Right. Well, the other thing that I think is overly simple with they're throwing it less. Kirk's also throwing picks all the time. You know what I mean? So maybe you want to throw it less.
You're right. You're right.
Let me take you back to the game. Is referees' lack of intelligence and fairness added in analytics?
I mean, intelligence, no. I think you can definitely see bias. Like, we can see...
I didn't want to say bias because I didn't think they would be, but yeah, they are.
Yeah, and we see it more so in hockey, the bias in terms of trying to even out power plays, et cetera. But there is some bias both in penalty calls and, you know, who it's called on based on score, et cetera. I don't know how quantitative it is. Like, I wouldn't necessarily go in and say, well, John Smith's the referee today, so expect, you know, more defensive pass interference plays. But I do think that there's some inherent bias in there. And, you know, but I also think that overall referees do a really good job. We talk about the outliers because those stick in our mind, and those tend to be the instances that can have repercussions. You know, can you imagine if the Commanders lost this game and somehow it kept them out of the playoffs? I mean, that would be...
Yeah,
that
would have gone nuclear, dude.
Yeah, it would be the story locally for sure, but also on a national level. If it was... Like, let's say it happened in the Atlanta game that just got flexed and there was a playoff spot on the line and, you know, it cost one of the teams a playoff spot. I mean, that would be catastrophic, right? I mean, like, it would be... absolutely catastrophic. So, you know, I do think they have to figure out a way to get the best possible call. I will say, you know, the referee being asked, you know, when did you notice it was a mistake, and him kind of bailing on the presser, you know, that I think is something that shouldn't happen. I mean, you know, answer the questions. A mistake was made. Everyone makes mistakes, but at least own up to it and try to explain what happened.
Yeah, the pool report was an absolute joke. It's non-reviewable. That's all I got for you here. What an absolute joke.
You need to stop eating weights.
I want to switch gears, Neil. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here. You can give him a follow at NGreenberg. Of course, check out all his work in the Washington Post. Commanders got a tough one this weekend, okay? The Eagles are coming to town. They've won 10 in a row. They just demolished the Steelers. That the way they finished that game is a "we're better than you and we know it" kind of drive. Where do you have the Eagles in your power ranks? What do you make of this team Philly has put together that no matter what the strife may be, they just keep winning ballgames?
I have Philadelphia number one right now. I said this a while ago, even before the winning streak, that Philadelphia was not playing the way we expected them to, but a lot of it, like the underlying metrics looked really good. And then they went on the heater. I think they're a really good football team. I think they're a really well-balanced team. They're obviously very good offensively. They're extremely good defensively. The pass rush is very good. Their coverage is very good. They can protect their they can protect their passer. They can do a lot of things. So I do think that they're probably the most well-rounded team in the NFL. This is a tough one for Washington. I mean, I don't necessarily think Washington needs to win this game to come out and looking okay. You know, if they can keep it close like they did with Baltimore, I think that's a huge win. But this one's going to be tough. This is probably their toughest task to date. So we're going to see, we're going to see how they measure up.
Well, where is Kansas City? They scored 21 in this game, and I think
Kansas City. I got to tell you, I got something coming out of Kansas City. They're just not as good as their record says they are. I mean, I have them as eighth in the league. They've won a lot of close games, which could easily flip. Patrick Mahomes is not playing as well as he has in years past. The defense isn't as good as we've seen it be. I think Kansas City is certainly a playoff contender. I think they're a team that you don't want to play in the playoffs, but them being the second choice coming out of the AFC to win the Super Bowl, I think is probably a little too optimistic for me. I think Baltimore and Buffalo are both better. I think they're a lot better. I'm fading Kansas City as like a legit Super Bowl contender to continue the dynasty, defend their title. And I got something coming out on this in the next couple days.
So you'd have Philly, then Buffalo, then Baltimore as your picks. Where's Detroit?
Sixth. I have Green Bay up there. I have Minnesota up there. I would say my the top tier is now like a mix, but I do like Philadelphia, Buffalo, Baltimore. Detroit's up there. Detroit's very good.
The injuries make you not have much faith in them?
I do now. Like, look, this is just me like looking at what's been done and what I think is going to happen. We'll learn more about Detroit and how they can mitigate that stuff as we go. But I think right now, they're a really good football team. I mean, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 double-digit win teams, 3 from the same division. That's tough. I mean, that's tough. That's tough to kind of like say this team is definitely better than another team. You know, we talked about this on the show before with analytics. Like, there's a lot I don't know and there's a lot I can't account for. Like, I can't account for just the intimidation factor that happens when Patrick Mahomes is down a score, has got 2 minutes to play. You know, I don't necessarily care how healthy he is. The defense is going to be worried, right? Like that's just how it is. So there's a lot that I don't know, but I do think that we know Philadelphia, Buffalo, Baltimore are really good teams on not breaking ground here, and those are the teams that I'm looking at to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Let's get back to Washington. I'm not sure you're incorrect with any of those. I think Philly ends up getting the one seed in the NFC. I think that'll make a big difference. I honestly kind of think Minnesota might get the two. What if Detroit is the best team all year and then fall to the five? What a wild league this is. Washington's win in New Orleans, you can look at it as a team that has the resiliency to pull off wins no matter what. Or you could look at it as, oh, my God, they barely beat New Orleans. How you feeling about Washington? Give me the power rank. Tell me what you think happens here down the stretch.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I think Washington is in control of their own destiny. They play Philadelphia, tough game, then they play Atlanta and Dallas. I obviously, whoever the one seed is, if they have to play, then that's a tough game. The third seed. Those are tough games. It's going to be hard for Washington to win a playoff game, I think, this postseason, only because if they play Philadelphia, that's really tough. If they have to play Detroit, that's really tough, because they have to, those would be road games. Is there a chance they can play Tampa? I mean, like, that's the best case scenario right now, but something's got to happen between Minnesota and the Packers. There just seems like a lot of moving parts there. I mean, I know those two will play each other. Minnesota still has to play Detroit. But I don't know if they can jump. I don't know if Washington can jump two of those teams. So I think it's going to be a tough first round matchup on the road. They might be 6-7 point underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think that's what you're going on the road to Detroit or Philly or Minnesota. Sure, what it looks like, because Tampa looks like they're hot at the right time. Green Bay doesn't look like they're giving anything up. It's going to be difficult, but you play good teams in the playoffs, man.
Yep.
Like you play all year to show you're good and you belong in the playoffs. Do you have any pause? They beat the hell out of Tennessee. But in their last three games, you escape New Orleans, and I think road wins are always more difficult. You escape New Orleans, you beat the hell out of Tennessee, and you lose to Dallas. Any pause about where this team is headed kind of as we progress?
No, I think that they're probably right where they should be, right? They're playing in a conference, in a division that has the Eagles, who we thought would be one of the best teams in the NFL before the season started, and they ended up being. And we didn't think necessarily the Washington was going to be a playoff team. So for them to be the third wild card team, I think is pretty good, considering what we thought we were going to be looking at with this squad coming into this year. Making the playoffs in year one of a retooling, I think is amazing. Everything that we wanted to see from Washington from an optimistic point of view so far has happened. Jaden Daniels, real deal, being healthy. You know, Terry McLaurin's having a tremendous season, et cetera. So just getting the playoffs, that's a win. If you win a game, great. If you don't, I mean, you've accelerated the rebuild by a year or two. You know, just let's see what you can do in year two.
I agree with you.
Totally.
Greenberg, would you like to wish Jaden Daniels a happy birthday?
Sure, but then he's got to wish me a happy birthday in May.
I'll let him know.
All right.
May what?
May 19th. What?
19th.
Okay.
All right.
We won't talk to you next week. It's Christmas next Wednesday. I hope you and your family have a great holiday. I think Hanukkah's the same time as Christmas this year, right?
Yeah, it's all at the same time. My kid thinks he's getting, like, a truck full of gifts.
All right. Well, I hope he does. Daddy's got the money, son. Daddy's got the money. Last thing, Greenberg, I think this is interesting. I did that Washington Post reveal of the year thing on the app. It was a really cool feature. I told Nikki and Sam that at the Superdome. But I just noticed you did yours, and this is weird. Because you and I are pretty different people. We had the same top author, Aaron Blake.
Oh, wow. That's great for him because that shows that he's really reaching a nice cross-section of readership. I think he's one of our best
like smart
writers.
Smart people like you and dumb people like me.
I was about to say the same thing.
Well, shout out to Aaron Blake. We got to get him on the show. Apparently, he's a big soccer fan based on his Twitter profile. Thank you, Greenberg.
Hi, Greenberg.
Appreciate you, bud.
All right. Happy holidays to you all. I love you. I will talk to you guys soon.
All right, brother. Take care,
see
man.
See you, man. Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.